Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C-Squared. Now, on our podcast, we interview musicians and other industry professionals to give you an inside look on how to take your music to the next level.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the C-Squared Podcast. This is your host, Curtis, with my co-host, Aaliyah. And we are here today to talk about burnout and productivity. This is a topic that Aaliyah wanted to cover because a lot of people go through this where they get into this productivity mode and then they just kind of burn out and they don't really know what to do and they can't really do much and they feel guilty and all the rest of it. So as a disclaimer at the beginning, neither one of us are mental health professionals in any way, shape or form. We do not know anything about what we're talking about in this regard, except for some subjective
anecdotal
that's the word I'm looking for, anecdotal advice we can give you. So on that note, I'm going to turn it over to Aaliyah, who's going to get the conversation started, and we will talk.
So I mean, like what you were saying, I mean, there's a difference between burnout and actual clinical depression, so just keep that in mind as we talk about this topic, I guess. Also, as a side note, I'm not like a super productive musician. I mean, I've just put out my first album, and so I'm experiencing this almost for the first time in a way when it comes to the music industry, but I've observed it a lot and I've experienced it elsewhere. So keep all those things in mind, but hopefully this conversation can help you a little bit if you're experiencing this burnout or fatigue. So Curtis,
yep.
I guess what is your experience? Have you witnessed this a lot with the people that you work with?
Oh yes, with people, well, not the current people that I work with, obviously, but how do I put this? So we both are very productive individuals. We both pretty much work all the time. I think you take a little bit more time off than I do because I always see you posting pictures of stuff you do on the weekend. So I'm assuming you do. I'm assuming you do a little bit less than I do.
I definitely do less than you.
But at the time, a lot of people that I've worked with in the past prior to C-Squared have suffered or claimed to suffer from burnout. I hope I'm not going too far ahead of the conversation when I say this, but many people that I've seen who also tell me that they've had burnout or suffer from burnout in the past, not anybody currently that I'm working with or anything like that. I want to say this disclaimer again, just in case somebody thinks I'm talking with them, because I'm not. I have seen it in many instances where the person who was said that they were burned out actually just needed to, like, you know, get a little bit of sleep, you know, and actually, you know, eat healthy, that type of a thing. I've seen it happen that way. And I've also seen it where the person says that they're burned out, but they're actually lazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is pretty common. I've seen it happen with friends of mine who are musicians who maybe finish a tour cycle and they get home and they're like, I have to not be on social media for like a month or a week at least, because it's too much of, they feel a temporary depression, basically. It's a burnout. It's called, you know, when I'm talking about burnout, that's what I'm talking about, is this kind of down cycle of emotion where you feel exhausted and kind of sad and you just don't have energy to do anything. And a lot of times that's totally normal because it's just part of the cycle of, you know, you're not during a promo cycle or during a tour, you're constantly achieving every day. And you're getting those dopamine hits from accomplishing things. And then you get home and suddenly you're without direction. Suddenly you're not accomplishing new things every day, quote unquote, you know, and it leaves you feeling kind of aimless and sad. And so I think that's totally normal. And I think it's important to kind of go into these things and recognize that that's going to be there at the end. And, you know, sometimes you might be able to do things to prepare for that ahead of time, but just know that that's normal. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you just because you feel like exhausted after a sprint or something.
You just need to recharge a little bit. One thing I want to point out, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but one thing I've noticed is a lot of times, like people who do get burned out, one of the things, like, I mean, again, what you're talking about is 100% normal, like where you feel like you're tired at the end of the cycle of doing something, you've accomplished a goal, you need to recharge, you need to rest. That's normal. I don't even know if I would even call that burnout necessarily. I mean, it's like you're tired. I don't know if that's the same. I don't even know if I got my terms right now, but that's normal. But one thing I do notice is that people that have that happen for like a really long time, and again, I am not qualified in any way to speak on this. This is from my own personal observation. One thing I've noticed is people who get like that for like months and years, they don't have a goal that they're going for.
100%.
They finished the goal that they had and then they don't have a new one. So I think part of that is the recharging process is you have to kind of figure out what's your new goal. Like if you're feeling like, okay, I'm tired, I'm done, then you kind of got to figure out what's next, because otherwise you're not going to want to do anything. You're just going to want to sit around your PJs all day and play video games or read books or something like that.
Yeah. And that's kind of one of the, that's like the first step is like, if you find yourself experiencing this, it is decide on a set time to step back for a minute. You know, maybe it's a week, maybe it's a few days, maybe it's a whole month. But have that predetermined time where you're going to take a step back, you're going to reevaluate your direction and see what, think about what you need to or want to do next. So yeah, that's how you can, being intentional about it is how you avoid falling into long-term ruts of exhaustion and not knowing what to do next. But yeah, having a goal is so important in life.
Yep.
And just for accomplishing things.
Yeah. I know with me personally, the only time I've even come borderline close to getting the burnout personally, was when it was kind of like, again, there was no specific direction to go and it was like, there's nothing to do. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do. That type of thing. But once you start kind of going like, okay, well, I got to do this, my goal is this. Like for a musician, it might be finish up the new album, start writing, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Or maybe it's even like you can just make small tasks for yourself. You know, there's like that old adage, like just make your bed every day. If you're suffering like crippling exhaustion and sadness, just make your bed every day. At least you did that. Like come up with a make your bed for your music career. Maybe it's commenting on something on social media, or maybe you do need to take a step back from social media. So it's working on a song for 30 minutes or an hour a day, or maybe it's practicing a song that you already know for an hour a day. Just have little goals that are achievable and do those every day or, you know, consistently.
Can I ask you a question, Olya?
Yeah.
Have you come close or have you been in the burnout mode, if you're willing to say?
Yeah, I would say that I kind of I'm struggling with it now for the first time in a way, after the promo cycle for my band's album. And I think that it's partly that directionlessness and it's partly fatigue. And it's a lot of factors that kind of combine into that, but yeah, I think I've experienced it, and I've probably experienced it in other times in my life. The thing is, like, we've all been in like school and had like finals or whatever, and that's like really exhausting. And then after that, you have summer break or whatever, and that's just not built into the adult lifestyle. That's childhood.
Yep.
So
unless you're a teacher.
Unless you're a teacher, and then you don't get any breaks. Maybe you get a week here and there. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to incorporate that in actionable ways and feasible ways into your adult life.
I agree. So what do you think is the solution then for like, okay, so like you just said that you've been suffering it a little bit, but you're coming out of it. You also said, right?
Yeah, I think so. Cool. Yeah, I'm trying to anyway.
I'm hoping I'm not getting too personal on the podcast here. And if I am, we can restart. But can you kind of go over what you did to kind of get yourself out of that then? Like just the exact steps? If you're willing.
I mean, I don't feel like I followed exact steps is the problem. And I didn't really prepare for it coming. And so that's something I would encourage people to do is just realize, acknowledge and know that it's going to happen. Sure. It's likely going to happen unless you're some kind of hyper-productive person that doesn't experience these things. But I think generally speaking, artistic people do experience this. So prepare for it, realize that it's going to happen probably to you and have goals in mind, like having goals in mind after your cycle's over will help you to get back on your feet. So, I mean, for me, I made some personal goals. Like you said, sometimes people just need to focus on their self-care. And by that, I mean, I started working out. I made a goal to work out 3 times a week. And I've been doing that for like the last month and a half. And it really has helped me get back into a routine. But I think I'm still figuring it out. And this is, like I said, my first time kind of experiencing it from a music perspective and maybe even in general.
Let me ask you this then. This isn't focused on you, obviously, but okay. So like, let's say like you are a hyper-focused individual and hyper-productive individual. You said prepare for it. How do you prepare for it if you're not expecting it to happen? So like what would you
suggest? Well, that's what I mean is expect for it to happen.
Oh, okay. You're saying just plan for it. And if it doesn't happen, then it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, what's it going to hurt to have extra goals? It's not going to hurt anything. If you're a hyperproductive person, you'll just, you know, you're just planning ahead more.
I agree.
And maybe a hyperproductive person would already do that. And so by their own nature, they're preventing it from happening.
Yeah, or they prevent it from going even worse than it already is or could be.
Yeah.
So one thing I do want to point out is like, let's say if you do get into burnout mode, the thing you don't want to do is perpetuate it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. One thing I've seen is people who do get burned out. Again, I'm going a little bit of a generality here, but what I've seen is the person will start doing everything to perpetuate it. So for example, like you're talking about working out. So a lot of people will start doing unhealthy habits. Like they'll just eat specifically junk food. They won't exercise. They'll lounge around, which is fine in moderation. But I mean, like I'm talking like weeks at a time, you know, not bathing, not doing anything, just kind of like sitting like a lump on a couch, playing video games or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of important, like you said, if you catch yourself doing that, to get yourself into a mode where you are actively trying to put in the healthy habits, even if it's hard. I don't know what your thoughts on that, but it's like, if you find yourself sitting around eating pizza all day and playing video games.
Yeah, I agree. You gotta find a moment to like recenter and get back on your feet, as it were.
Yeah.
Whether physically or metaphorically, obviously.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that could be just like, I don't know if someone would want to go to the gym necessarily if they're at that point, but I mean, you could like start by doing like a walk or something like that.
Yeah. Walking in nature is one of the best places to get inspiration as well.
That's true. I didn't even think about that point. That's true. Okay. So now we've covered the burnout factor on it. What else do we want to cover on that point? Because we've got a lot of other stuff to cover too.
No, I mean, I think we should probably move on to this idea of toxic productivity that we mentioned before we started recording today. Yep. And I heard about this on another podcast and yeah, I could see it being a thing. Why don't you share your thoughts on it, Curtis? Because we did talk a little bit about this
before. We did. So just so people are understanding it, this is my understanding of toxic productivity, which is where you're just doing stuff for having the sake of doing stuff. You're not actually you're pretty much turning into a workaholic without an aim. You're just doing stuff to keep productive. Not even necessarily productive, busy would probably be the right term, because if you were being productive, you would do things that were moving you forward in your goals. So that's my understanding of what toxic productivity is. It's like work without purpose versus having a purpose to your work. You know, like sitting around, I don't know, drawing stuff when you're not an artist. I don't know. There could be all sorts of things you could do. Or sweeping when you don't sweep. You know, painting things you don't need to paint. Typing things you don't need to type. What were you saying?
And I would say I actually do this. Actually, now that you mentioned, you're explaining it verbally and I'm thinking about it more, I do this a lot where I will like research outfits for, yep. Like I'll shop for outfits for stage. I'm like, I already have an outfit for the stage. I don't need to find another one. Like, it's just busy work, something to distract me.
Exactly.
That's the type of thing it's like, I think would count.
Yeah. Oh, definitely would. No, researching things, all sorts of different things. But so yeah, we work without purpose. But I mean, reversely, at the same time, if there was a purpose to you doing it, it wouldn't fall into that category. If you didn't have the outfits and you were planning on an actual show and you were planning on buying them, right, then it would. So I think there's degrees on looking at things here. There's something could be toxic in one way and in another way it might not be. Like if you were, for example, a person that, like if you were trying to sell CDs just for the sake of selling CDs when you had no, when you didn't really have any CDs made and you were just looking for something to do.
Right, you're doing things in the wrong order then, you know.
Yeah. So it depends. So where was I going with this? So my thoughts are toxic productivity, I think, is a thing. But again, I think the problem is that a lot of people that would be using toxic productivity as a reason not to produce are people that aren't really producing anything in the first place. So it's not the toxic productivity that's at fault. It's they're not doing the right things. It comes back to the goal and having a purpose, I think, is what it keeps coming.
It does come back to that. And so it's like, if you find that you're doing a lot of busy work, what do you think people should do?
They need to figure out what they're supposed. Okay, so here's a good example. So we'll do it from a musician's perspective, since I'm not a musician. So if I was a musician, so productivity wise, so let's say it's Shield of Wings. You guys just released something. I'm saying it because you're sitting here. So you guys just released something. So what you'd have to figure out, what's the next step for you guys? Is it creating a new album? Is it selling the product that you currently have? Mm-hmm. Is it planning a tour? Is it planning live shows? That would be what you would be figuring out would be your next step.
Right.
Or it could be something even as simple as, looking for a label is another thing. So there's all these different goals that you could be kind of figuring out. Did I answer the question or did I go off on a different tangent?
You're answering the question. Yeah, you're describing a process. So yeah, list out the potential next steps for you, what your next goals could be. List out a bunch of them and determine which one is the one you want to focus on.
And there's always one that you can do no matter where you're at. Like even if, like, let's say the band was on hiatus. So you personally, let's say if you're the guitarist or whatever, so you could be practicing, learning certain different techniques on the guitar that you don't know. You could be learning composition, songwriting. Maybe you want to learn how to sing. Maybe you want to join another band. Maybe you want to do solo album. There's all, I think I just listed out like 8 things right off the top of my head right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or building social media presence.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways.
And also I think, I was looking at this article about the topic on a website. And one of the things he said is the first thing is to give yourself time to make the decision, you know, mm-hmm. think about it. Don't try and make a snap decision, you know, give yourself 24 hours. Like what's the worst thing that could happen if you take 24 hours to think about it?
Everybody does.
If that's a realistic end of taking 24 hours, then you're in a pickle that I do not envy. But most of us as musicians, that is not the worst thing that will happen if you take 24 hours to respond or to decide on what's next.
Let me ask you this question here. So for you, you were saying you had a little bit of experience with the toxic productivity. So how do I want to phrase this? So how do you, but you're also quite productive. Like anything, like you're always, you always seem like you know what you're doing at the same time.
Maybe, well, thanks. Maybe,
well, you do. You always seem like you're goal focused and stuff, at least with C squared. I mean, I have never worked with you as a graphic designer, but at least with C squared and as at Shield of Wings, you seem like you always kind of have a plan of what you're, it seems that way, at least from an outside perspective. Maybe I'm mistaken in thinking that way. But so for you, one who appears at least from the outside to be extremely goal oriented, how are you using that technique to get out of the burnout mode? Because I just see you as a goal-oriented individual, and I'm trying to think this thought through.
What's the question?
How are you kind of figuring out what your next steps, goals are? Because you said that you started to feel like you were starting to get into a little bit of burnout mode. So like yeah. how, but to me, like you're one of the most goal-oriented people that I think I know. So I'm just, if it can happen to you, how do you get out of it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for me, it helps a lot that I have people in my life who can tell me, why are you looking at stage clothes when you don't need to be looking at stage clothes? You know, I have people that can be honest with me. And if I'm sharing things with them that are off course, they can be like, hey, snap out of it. You're off course right now. That helps so much. And so I definitely encourage people to make sure that you have those people in your life. What's that?
I think that's a problem with most people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. And the thing that we don't like to admit, and you may or may not agree with this, but I think it's true. Mm-hmm. And I think it's proven to be true. And the older you get, maybe you're young and you don't think it's true, but the older you get, you'll realize it's true. Let me get to my point. You are who you surround yourself with. You become like those people that you spend your time with. And so it is imperative that you make every effort to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, also goal-oriented, who will be honest with you, who want what's best for you too.
I agree.
But I don't know how to give advice on how to do that other than don't keep people in your life that aren't like that to any more extent than you need to.
I agree. We could do a whole podcast on that, but we are again not psychologists. We are
getting
not
off topic. Yeah.
We are off topic, but no, it's sort of on topic because it deals with burnout. I do want to point out one thing too that I've noticed in the past that I've noticed people go into burnout due to their friends.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just because, okay, like for example, like if you got friends that are always wanting you to goof off with them and not be productive, then you start, well, I don't know if burnout, in that case, it's probably getting more lazy than burning out, but I mean, where you're not.
Distraction.
Yeah, where it gets to be a bit of distraction, where it's like, I've actually seen it where the musician didn't do their part because they were going out and they were doing a lot of partying with friends and that type of thing, right? So I do think it actually kind of falls into that category because you can't really be productive without decent friends a lot of the times, so you know what I mean?
Yep.
But it is, I'll let you get us back on track a little bit.
Well, so yeah, the first thing is that it helps so much that I have those people in my life that can tell me, they can throw up a little red flag and be like, boop, boop, hey, you're a little off course. And then I can take a breath, step back, recenter. Maybe there are people I can even discuss with, well, what is my next step? You know, maybe I don't have to wrestle with that only by myself. Maybe you can reach out to people who you trust and talk about it. And talk about what your next steps are, why they should be your next steps.
I want to add one thing on that, but also don't let other people tell you what your goals should be without your own self.
No, of course. Yeah. I'm saying like, what, just to clarify to everyone, what I'm saying is more like you have maybe two things you're trying to decide between, and maybe you can't figure that out in your own head. In a way, speaking is thinking. It's hard to fully process our thoughts without verbalizing them. So sometimes just talking to a friend can help you figure out for yourself what your next goals need to be. And maybe they can help you decide that by asking you the right questions.
I agree with this. I agree.
So yeah, do be careful. Like when you're asking advice, maybe I wouldn't even call it asking advice, but just asking for a helping ear to help you process your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's one thing that can also distract, like we said, is if the person starts taking too much advice, but you want to have a sounding board, nothing else on that. One more thing I want to talk about on toxic productivity, if you're okay with it. So what would you suggest you do if you find yourself, let me just clarify here. The toxic productivity thing, I get the concept and I agree with it, but kind of bugs me at the same time, like I said, because a lot of people will use it as an excuse not to do anything. So we both agree with that. So
yeah.
To me, I don't necessarily, like, I'm kind of torn here, because if you're doing toxic productivity and you find yourself being toxically productive, what do you do? I'm not sure.
Well, I would say that toxic productivity is toxic because it can lead to burnout.
Okay, fair. So what do you do if you find yourself not focused and doing the busy work and being actually toxically productive? I don't even know if I said that right. And yourself, what would you say the solution isn't to go sit on the couch and fucking watch TV for the next 2 weeks? You know what I mean? So what would you say would be the handling on that? Because I'm not sure.
No, and that's what I would say, you know, that the steps are to just take a step back, take a breath, think about what direction you want to go.
Okay.
You know, take some time to think about what's next and what you should be doing logically to get there. And then start working in that direction. Or maybe you do need to take a break and watch a movie that you find inspiring, or play a video game that you find inspiring, and do take a break.
Yeah.
Just don't take too long of a break, unless you know you don't want to accomplish your next goals.
Yeah, this is where it can get kind of tricky for me, because, like, again, I agree with everything you're saying, but at the same time, again, it goes in degrees, right? There can be too much rest and there can be too much production, and you kind of want to have that, not maybe not even necessarily middle ground, but you want to have that ground where maybe balance. I don't even know if balance is what I'm looking for, because I don't necessarily think that you can be too productive, but I think you could be too lazy. Like if you were actually being productive at something that was getting you results, you know what I mean? Like if you were a productive musician and you were doing, you know, you were making good music, let's say you were doing guest appearances plus your own band and you were creating all this music. I don't think that's a bad thing at all, unless the person starts to feel like they're getting tired, at which point I think they should rest.
It could be, but I also if you're doing like a bunch of guest spots, for example, I heard a musician bring this up, it can dilute your brand. It can dilute who you are.
That's true. That's
and take away from your solo project or your main project if you do it too much.
That's true. That's true.
So that's just another thing to consider, and kind of off topic, but yeah, just something to, it's related. So
it is. This is kind of like a big topic we're trying to unpack for ourselves here, because it's like,
we didn't make enough of a roadmap before we started today.
No, but at the same time, I mean, there's like so much you could go into, like probably like 2 hours of this, because of the fact of, like, you know, figuring out how much productivity is too much, is not enough productivity. What's toxic? Right. Am I burned out? Am I being lazy?
Right. You know,
am I actually suffering a severe mental health crisis, or am I just, like, you know, needing to get something done? There's all these sorts of different layers to this onion that you've unpeeled here that I'm now thinking about, and I want to talk about them for the next 6 hours, Aaliyah.
Well, I have to go have dinner, so maybe on another episode or two. And maybe we can bring in some other people who have more experience dealing with these things. Like I said, I was kind of off out of the music industry for a while before I joined C Squared and before I got back into Shield of Wings and into music via Shield of Wings. I'm not as experienced with this burnout that I know I've seen in other people. So
yeah,
it's a good topic. We can keep talking about it in other dimensions of it in the future.
In other words, we're going to have a guest on who's going to talk to us about it.
That'd be great.
Cool. Okay. Is there anything else we want to go over on this subject, or are you ready to go have your dinner?
I think I'm going to practice some self-care and eat at a reasonable time today. I think that's all I wanted to bring up today. But again, this is a deep topic. It could be talked about for a long time.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, thank you for everyone for listening. And I hope that this helped you in some way. I know it helped me to talk about it. And until next time, make like a bull and throw those horns up.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by leaving us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. You can also join the conversation by following us on any social media and suggesting guests or topics you'd like to learn more about. Thanks for listening to C Squared.